Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we're going to be reading from John chapter 20. We're going to read verses 19 through 31. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed him his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who is called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, the disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. So yeah, this is the continuation of the Easter story. One thing I noticed in this passage, it's a little bit of a longer passage, and there's several things going on, but one thing that I see three times in this passage is that Jesus says, "Peace be with you." And when the disciples begin in the passage, they are not at peace. It says they had the doors locked because they were afraid of the Jews. In John's gospel, the Jews is really just the people who put Jesus to death. It's not every Jewish person. Sometimes John's gospel has even been used for anti-Semitism because it uses the term the Jews. But it's really talking about the religious leaders. The people who put Jesus to death, obviously the Romans were involved in that as well. But so they're afraid of the authorities because they're afraid that if Jesus was killed by the authorities and they're known to be associates of Jesus, they might be killed as well. And so here they are, they're afraid when Jesus meets them and Jesus comes and says, "Peace be with you." One of the things that I notice in this passage also is that Jesus doesn't tell them how to have peace, like some kind of logical explanation, but Jesus actually gives them his presence, and that's where they find peace. So if you look at Jesus actually breathes on them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Now, for some people, this is kind of weird because in Acts 2, we have the day of Pentecost. So there's this argument about, is this John's Pentecost or not? And scholars are divided, but I think it kind of is. I think it's John's way of saying that when Jesus was leaving his disciples to the task, that he gives them the Holy Spirit. And we can see that because he says, "I'm sending you. And if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now, what that means to me is that we, as those who are followers of Jesus, just like these first disciples, we have this great privilege and a great responsibility to go and to share forgiveness, the good news of the gospel with all the people we come in contact with. And if we don't, they're not going to hear the message. They're not going to receive that forgiveness because there won't be someone preaching to them that Christ left us to do the work that he had been doing. And what had Christ been doing? He'd been going around healing people, forgiving sins. And so he now tells his disciples, he breathes on them, he says, receive the Holy Spirit, and gives them the same mission he was on. So we have this other little section about Thomas not believing, and people are really hard on Thomas, but I think if you're honest, Thomas just receives exactly what the other disciples received. Like before he gets there, they all get to see the nail prints. Jesus gives them that. And Thomas is just like, I want that. I want to see that as well. I won't believe until I see it for myself. And there's a lot to be said there about how other people can encounter Christ. And really, it's not until we encounter Christ for ourselves that it becomes real to us. And so I don't see Thomas as doubting Thomas, but I just see Thomas as one who wants his own encounter with Jesus. And guess what? Jesus gives that to him. So today, I hope you'll realize that if you are in a place of fear, if you're in a place where you don't have peace, if you're a place where you're not sure what tomorrow holds, that peace, the peace that Jesus offers, this peace that passes understanding, the peace that Jesus promised before he was crucified, the peace that he gives to the waters when he calms the storm, the peace that is all throughout the gospel, that it is available to us, and that the peace of God ultimately comes with us, to us, through the presence of God. So as you encounter the Holy Spirit, then you find peace. So I hope you'll spend some moments today in prayer. I hope you'll know that Christ offers us all his presence, his Spirit to go with us, and that in that Spirit we can find peace. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.